Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Blessings of Christ for September 22nd, 2019. Kalinda is on her way. She's going to be here in just a few minutes. So I realized that we needed some help getting started today. So anybody who'd like to start us off with a comment or some connection, intuition, insight, or a blessing request, please go ahead and get in the queue. And Glenda's going to be with us any minute. So I will pick up the first couple calls here in just a second. Let's see. I'm kind of managing a couple things myself. Thanks for your patience, everybody. Okay. I see we've got Mara. Thanks for dialing for getting on there, Mara. We're going to pick you up.
Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome, Mara. Good to talk with you.
Just talked to my son, one of my sons, about half hour ago. And he was coming over to pick something up, and I said, well, now it's a little late because my blessing, I have our blessing call at 3 o'clock. And he said, well, he said, tell all of your blessing, your spiritual blessing friends that I would like them to remember me today and all my doctors.
Oh.
And I said, I will do that. So the request comes right from him.
Great. What's his name, Mara?
Pardon?
What's his name?
His name is Matthew.
Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wonderful.
And so I deeply appreciate that. And so I was going to thank Glenda too for getting me into the class today at a late stage. So I'm very looking forward to that too.
I'm going to pull her up. She's on the line now.
Oh, okay.
And I'll try to keep you both on the line for a minute.
Okay. Hello, Mara. I heard everything you said, and that is wonderful. And I already had you enrolled because I knew you were going to be here one way or the other. I didn't know how it would work out, but I knew you would be here. So you've been enrolled for a week.
When I got your lovely message back, I burst into tears of joy.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, we just don't want to ever see the day when you're not in class with us. So that's what you mean to us. And I'm sorry that I'm late, everybody. Actually, I was deep into conversation with Yeshua, finishing up our class for today, and I just lost track of time. I mean, there's really no earthly excuse for it. There is an unearthly excuse, but no earthly excuse. And thank you, Tony, for being here as our navigator and getting everybody up and rolling. So I don't know if I can take a call or not, because I'm not sure whether I'm signed in as a
I'm
signed in as a manager? Okay. Well,
maybe
if that's
not
the case.
But I can keep you
let's
up.
Let's try. Let me. Okay. Well, Tony, have you already made comments, or did I miss them, or do you want to speak?
No, I just welcomed everybody, and I told them that you would be on the line very soon. So you go ahead.
I was already on the line. You just couldn't hear me. I was talking to the big guy up there. So,
hello, Glenda.
Hello.
Still here,
yes.
I'll sign off now, but I think I'm still on. And did
yeah.
you get the request for my son, too, or from my son, actually?
I sure did. And okay. I got that, and I heard everything, Mara. I just, it's just you couldn't hear me. Okay,
so okay.
Let's see if we can, let me experiment, Tony, and see if I can bring Jerome on.
Okay.
Oh, listen, Glenda.
Okay, hi, Jerome.
This is Jerome. Light and love, peace and joy. I've been missing you, but now I'll be back with you all the time. Prayers for President Trump, our country, my family, and the world. But all the best to you with Yeshua and everybody else. I just love you, and I'll be back with you now.
Okay. Well, we're so glad to have you, Jerome.
Yes.
Thank
yeah.
you. And I'm on. I can see by the little dots moving, Tony, that I'm on. So it looks like I can take it from here. Well, Jerome, we just love and bless you, and always look forward to hearing your smiling voice.
Yes.
Some people have smiling voices.
Northern Minnesota. Thank you.
Okay. Well, blessings to your family and your wife and your children. And
thank you.
Okay. And Joanna, you are on. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate so much what you do. I would like to ask for blessings for my sister, Priscilla Botcher, B-O-T-T-C-H-E-R. She is suffering physically, mentally, emotionally, and very, very bitter right now about what's going on with her, and she's suffering so much that it just is so painful for the people around her. And I just ask for the Christ blessings for her and her to be on that list to help her get through this difficult time.
How long has she been down?
Well, she's gradually been down for a long, long time, and she's just now, I don't know, I can hear that her breathing is even going crazy there. And I just think she's so miserable. She blames everybody else for herself, and it's just very, very sad.
I'm so sorry to hear that. I am so sorry for that, because it's no way to live, and it's no way to go out either. So we will definitely ask for the grace of God to do whatever is necessary to restore her peace and her balance. And today is a great day for celebrating peace and balance, because we are sitting right on the edge of the fall or spring equinox, depending on which pole of the planet you're living on. For us up here in the United States, we're on the fall equinox. And I don't know if we're exactly on it right now. Tony could tell us that. But we're, you know, there's like a 2 or 3 day window where the planet is so so in a state of balance, you can virtually not tell the difference between the length of the day and the length of the night. And in this state, we can take an opportunity to relieve the polarities of our life. And from a spiritual and psychological state of orientation, that's a great thing to focus on and look for at the time of the equinox, whichever one it is, whether it's the spring or the fall. Because what we're really, really looking for to gain peace on Earth is rising above the conditions of polarity. And in fact, it's one of the things I was working on and getting information from Yeshua on. So engrossed in, I was late for the blessing call. But the fact is, down at the grosser levels of energy, where there's AC/DC forms of energy, it is very polar. This is why you put batteries in your flashlight and you put the pointed nib on one end and the pointed nib of the other facing the other direction. This is why energy moves in two directions in a telephone line or a power line. And it takes two poles of energy to actually generate the interactions of potential, shall we say, to get the result of lighting our home or running our car or turning on our flashlight or whatever it might be. So at the level of hard energy, everything is polarized. And we live, as human beings, we were born to live between that space and the higher space of soft energy, which is thought, feeling, emotion, and intention. And those are forms of energy as well. It's just they're not polarized, or at least they don't have to be. Have you ever noticed, I'll give you an example, have you ever noticed that you could have an intention and it's very strong, and then one person says to you, that's a goofy idea, or that'll never work. In other words, they come at you with a counter intention. They polarize with it, and your energy stops then. You just, you lose your confidence, you lose your momentum, you lose your ability to stride forward. And yes, it's a big deal to step into polarity at the higher, soft levels of energy. And we have to guard against moving into hard energy when we're working on making our intentions, our thoughts, and our spiritual goals manifest for us, or to have them apply to life. And so it becomes a very toxic situation when we put polarity into our thoughts, our intentions, our goals, our feelings, and so forth. And when we allow others to just perpetually oppose us. There are ways we can handle that, but sometimes we just have to be rude. Yeshua said to Satan, get thee behind me, Satan. And I wasn't very polite. Let me tell you, it wasn't very polite. He went into the temple where the money changers were selling money with high interest, and he turned the tables over. He said, get out of here. You don't belong here. He wasn't going to allow that into the temple. Now, he wouldn't have opposed bankers and moneylenders doing their business if people need and want money that badly to pay that kind of interest on it. And we can't blame them, because look at our credit card situation today. So we're just as bad as they were. And Yeshua wouldn't judge us for that or any of that. But he wouldn't want us to do it inside the church. And not because we have deconsecrated the holy, but because we've brought opposition and polarity and hard energy into a place of soft energy, which should never be polarized. This is why after every miracle, he would say, your faith has made you whole. So what is faith? Let's just that could be a whole lesson in itself. But in 30 seconds short, faith is simply putting out a goal, an idea, and not opposing it, letting it be. Prayer, and you don't check back in to see if God listened to you. You don't check back in to see if it worked. It's planting a seed, and you don't dig it up every day to see if it sprouted. My poor mother learned the hard way. Oh, my gosh. And she should be so embarrassed, because she grew up a farm girl. You know, when she was 3 years old, she was out planting gardens with her parents. So she should have known better. But in her first year of being married, she wanted to start her own garden. And so she planted seeds, different kinds of seeds, tomatoes, pumpkins, all kinds of things, in half eggshells with soil in there. And when they didn't come up after a few days, she'd dig down to see if they'd sprouted. And, of course, every time she did, she would kill the seed. So she got so frustrated, and my dad, who did not grow up as a farmer, had a simple knowledge of faith. And he said, Alma, will you stop doing that? Every time you dig them up, you kill them. And then he told her the simple laws of nature, which she should have known. But that's what faith is. Is you plant a seed and you don't go digging it up to see if it's sprouting. In other words, you've planted life. Life is not hard energy. Life is not what drives your car. That's petroleum or some petroleum product. Or maybe it's electricity if you have an electric engine. But it's still hard energy. And it will be polarized, for sure. But not your body. Getting your body too stressed and too involved, engaged with hard energy, which is polarized, can actually kill you. And I'm not being metaphorical about that. I'm being quite literal. I'm talking about strokes, heart attacks, cancer, diabetes. I'm talking about serious stuff that will kill you. You've got to step outside that hard, polarized energy. It's the soft energy of life that created you. And the soft energy of life into which God projected some piece of his or her identity that you can be an individual. You live in the soft energy. And what we do in the blessing, every day we come to the blessing. Well, every day I do, and every Sunday we all do. We come here. And I move you up to that soft energy. That's what it does. We are actually conveying energy, but it's not the kind of energy that drives a car. It's a different kind of energy that lifts you up and empowers your heart and your soul and a breath of life for you that will get you into a place of peace and restorative energy where your body can heal, your mind, your heart, your emotions can heal, where you can find new opportunities and new ways and better ways of doing life. Okay. Well, I was talking on and on and on. I see that we got some people online, we've got Judy here on the line. Hi, Judy.
Hi. I wanted to, am I on mute? No, I'm good. I can hear. I wanted to say that today is my sister's birthday, so I wanted to send her some birthday blessings of health and wholeness. And then Yes, on solstice, on equinox. And then one of our four-legged grandbabies has a tumor and it's cancer. And so on Tuesday, he's going to have some surgery to have that removed. And then they go from there. And they also found out he has a heart murmur. So I don't know how that's going to go, but we're sending prayers for Ernie as well.
Okay. We've got it. They're on the list.
Thank you.
And I think Tina is here. Is that you, Tina?
Hi, Glenda. Do you hear me?
Hi. It is you. Hi.
Hi. I got my energy back. I'm so happy. It's so filled. I went camping again.
Yeah, I know. For years, you've been going back and forth on this, getting stabilized on the very thing I'm talking about.
Yeah. So it resonated really with me. So I just very consequent, closing doors, open doors, and it really, really makes all the difference, you know, whom I share what with and who I let in my house, and I say no.
And sometimes you just have to. We try to do it in the politest way we can, but sometimes, you know, it just doesn't work to walk up to somebody who's going to mug you and say, please. You know, it just doesn't.
I had a very, very, very consequent, especially now that I just found this source in nature camping again, and I'm just filled and lifted, and I can really tell how people run after me,
Yeah.
You know, and I don't know, you know, I give you this now in my imagination. I throw mm-hmm. them like blankets of love and flowers, but at the same time I say, no, I walk away. I just do this in my imagination, but I'm not uh-huh. available. I'm really not available because I just love every moment. This moment I woke up so filled, I go like, whoa, I can make choices. I can touch everything with love, everything. I can
That's
have
it. You
beautiful
can.
Thoughts. I can have, it's all my choice, and I love it, and I'm happy, and I have a very
oh.
sweet daughter, and, you know, life is sweet, actually, if I close my doors, you know, to, so mm-hmm. anyway, so I really
That's
resonated,
right.
but, yeah, I,
That's
I'm
right.
actually.
Life can be very, very sweet, and actually,
yeah.
One of the finest things anybody can do is just get up to that level where life is sweet, because then you've got a place to pull others up to.
Yeah.
If you stay down here in the swamp, let's just call it the swamp, where you might actually meet an alligator. Okay, if you stay down there, you're going to be cultivating hard energy in yourself, and you'll be pulling other people down there with you. If you get up into the soft energy of loving choices and delightful experiences, you'll give that to other people.
Yeah, yeah. And even the plants and the plant kingdom, I can even feel everything nourishes us, you know, and the animal kingdom. And that's
of course
what is my question today. I visited Equimore, like a horse place in Ashland where they adopt horses.
Oh, yeah.
And many of them have been abused. I don't even want to get into that, just shockingly. But they now have a good place, and they it's nice to see that a lot of people donate time and work, but I would really want to include the horses in the blessing today.
Okay.
Can use it.
That would be great. That would be great. I love horses.
I know.
And, okay, well, Tina, it's just great hearing from you, and I'm so glad you spoke up. I'm going to take a call now from Nancy. Nancy, you're on.
Good evening. How are you, Glenda?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
I have some good news. And it also is a blessing request. On Wednesday of this coming week, my mother will be 100 years old. And my husband and I are flying from Florida up to Pennsylvania to participate in a little birthday celebration. It's not a great big elaborate thing because she's in hospice care. But I'm hoping that we can all send wonderful, beautiful, soft energy that you've been talking about so that she can enjoy that day.
Yes. Oh, what a milestone. She made it.
Yeah. I know. And, you know, she would say, wouldn't it be great to be 100? And then sometimes recently she's been saying, well, maybe being 100 isn't that terrific, but you're still with us, and we're going to celebrate. So thank you, God.
Oh, great. Well, you know, it is a wonderful thing that she achieved. But at the same time, she's giving you a message also, and that it's not the quantity of years. It's the quality of years that matters. And that's true for all of us. You know, not all of us will live to be 100 or more, but if we have the quality in our years that equals 100, we've made it.
Exactly.
And, you know, some people were just born with certain conditions, whether with their heart or metabolic conditions or other situations in their life that produced extremely stressful situations to overcome. And literally, they might not want to live to be 100 because life has been hard. But if you can focus every day and every year on the quality you can have from life and give to life, then you've lived to be 100.
That's right.
And that's what I want to say to everybody. And that's what we try to do and intend to do in the blessing, is to give you greater richness in your life, greater quality, that your life may be more abundant and more meaningful and joyful, and that everybody is glad you lived it. None of us really knows. None of us really knows what the length of our years will be, but we can all have a determining influence on what the quality of our years will be. That's a choice we make. And that was pretty close to the comment that Tina was making, that she was just loving the fact that every day she was making choices. And that's it. When we can make choices about how every one of our days, weeks, months, and years plays out, we are living the fullness of life. And it doesn't matter about the years. It really doesn't.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm so glad that I wake up. Yes. Go ahead.
What I was going to say, it's our response ability that is the most important. And when we do that with joy and peace and with that living above the line, if you will, then it can be a wonderful thing no matter what happens. There were many tragedies in my mother's life, but she always looked for the higher purpose and responded and maintained a loving relationship with my father and with the rest of the family. She worked to do bring forth the best. So
that's why she inspired you so well.
Yes, yes.
So you're a living tribute to her heritage.
Oh, thank you. Sometimes I don't feel like such a tribute, but thank you for saying
that. Well, you
so.
Are. You
thank
are.
You.
And so, see, that's what we want to do for each other, is leave our life as a legacy to those who come on. I won't say behind us, because that implies that they got here later. We've all been here forever, but we didn't all get born the same year. We didn't all go through the same generational patterns. So as we move through life and we leave a legacy for others to be richer in their life, then we've done our work. And, you know, I feel so good every day that if this was my last day on earth, I could be happy. I really could.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Whether it's our last day or just one in a long line of other days, we win.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Either way. Well,
either
I think
way.
That's a great transition into our blessing, Nancy. So thank you for your contributions and congratulations to your mother.
Oh, thank you so much. Goodbye.
Yeah. Bye-bye. And let's all get ready to receive the blessings of Christ now. He's here with us and among us, and wherever you are, he's there with you too. He doesn't know the limitations of time or space. He only has the infinite perception of love and grace and the divine patterning that was conveyed into you from our shared Heavenly Father. And so through our Heavenly Father, we are truly and literally brother and sister. Just be seated, relax, let go, of all the stress you might have brought into this occasion. You can get back to the stress later if you need it. And I say that with a sense of humor because I'm so guilty of that myself. I'll let go of my stress for a while and then say, okay, I got to get back to my stress now, as if it was something I really needed. But we do that. We're human. Okay, let's just have a sense of humor about who we are and how we get on through life. But for now, leave it. Jump into the swimming pool of eternal life. Let your attention drop into your heart. Take a deep breath and another deep breath and another and continue your breathing while I offer my welcome to Yeshua. When I've done that, then the blessing givers and I will be conveying energy from this soft range of grace, that you may receive it and be lifted up. Dear Yeshua, beloved of God, treasure of mankind, that you have walked among us to show us what we can be, if we would just choose to be that, if we would just choose to be in the world but not of the world, if we would just choose to walk one inch above the stresses and the conflicts of worldly issue, we could have a fuller, richer, more joyful life, more a blessing to ourselves and to others. We thank you for showing us that, and now, today, we ask you to remind us of that and to give us that little push upward that we need. We ask that you also be with those who are suffering and don't even know to ask, for those who are alone and feel forgotten, for those who are suffering from whatever worldly issues exist, whether it's tyranny or hunger, hatred, warfare, or exile. Lost families, lost loved ones, and they're bleeding in their hearts to where they can't even look up high enough to see the light. We ask that you be the light in their world. We ask that you be there and join them in their heart, that for only a moment they can find some peace and some surrender and some little reminder of who they really are. We ask for your healing, for your hope, and to be reminded that faith is walking through the dark, even when we can't see the light. We move on because we know that we were created as children of God. And this is our work to do on earth. Whether or not we can see the light, we continue looking for it. Now we surrender into your hands, your love, and your healing faith, that we may be joined more fully into who we were created to be and can be and will be. Amen. Blessing givers, let us begin. Amen. Your blessing has been offered. Now it's for you to receive. So go and rest for at least, well, at least 7 minutes. And it's okay if you fall asleep. That's just fine. But one thing don't do is think. Don't talk. Don't do anything that involves your mind, because your mind cannot comprehend what's about to be given to you even more fully. Bye-bye for now. Much love, and we'll see you next week.